We just pray blessing on him now as he speaks to us. Amen. Thanks, Andy.
Brilliant. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, everyone. I am just loving our time together this morning. All the different folks were participating as the people of God, as the family of God, and we're all joining in together, aren't we? So it is just great that we can experience God together and be with one another, even though we're still stuck on Zoom. And as you know, we are continuing with our series today on well-being, or really we should probably say shalom. Let's remember the big context that we're talking about in all of this, which is God's intention for us to enjoy him. And what Jesus said is, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. Now, in this lockdown time that we've been going through, it might not feel like that. We've been referencing some of that today. But Jesus' intention is that he connects us with God's big picture of all that God had in mind from the beginning. We are made in God's image as his people, his creation, his being. We fit into a bigger story, as we've been reminded. And Jesus came to restore us to the fullness of that. Where it was getting lost, or where it was in danger of being lost, or where it had been lost, Jesus says, I want to restore you to that fullness of life. So we must remember our context as we think about this shalom and well-being. And we're doing the fifth area today of five ways of well-being that we're hearing about. Now, come on, quick quiz. Are you on it? What do these symbols each represent? Do you remember the different talks we've had about, for instance, go on, I hope you got the five.
Take notice.
Take notice. Keep learning. Oh, what about this one then? That's actually connect. This one here. This is actually give on this particular set of graphics. And then the fifth one, of course, is being active. Changing the colours there, isn't it? But that's our graphic. And today we're thinking about being active. Here we go then. Do what you can, enjoy what you do, move your mood. How about that for a phrase? We're trying to say, well, if this is the message that's around us, what does God have to say to us about it at this time? Today, we might find some of our activities are curtailed. And as Rich referred to, I too have some physical stuff that goes on in my body from time to time, like a torn calf muscle. We get constrained in what we might want to do in being active, and it does impinge on us. The world around us kind of gives us these messages. These are actually, I think, fridge magnets. I was just Googling around. I am enough. I am whole. I am worthy. Or I am complete. I am full. I am whole. There it is again. I am perfect just as I am. Well, is that what we truly believe? Are we on a pursuit to be active, for our bodies to be engaged in fitness and health, and we're going to be there ourselves? Well, it's not quite that, is it? Because this is an important verse for us, key verse for us to remember today, I think. It's Paul writing to the Corinthian church. He says this, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? Do you know that? You're not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. American spelling there, but never mind. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. The pursuit for our bodies is not necessarily that we make all of our bodies that we can be. I did think about putting some bodybuilding fitness pictures on here. I thought, no, I couldn't inflict that on you all today. And I wasn't going to put my picture up there either. So, honor God with your bodies. This is the intention that we have. We've got to remember that our bodies given to us by God are for his glory. All of his creation speaks back to him of his goodness and his nature. So our responsibility, first and foremost, is to look after these bodies and show that they honor him through who we are, how we live, and what we do. So that's our context for today. Now, we do know, however, that physical fitness is important. While we're looking at American quotes, physical fitness is not only one of the most important keys to a healthy body, it's the basis of dynamic and creative intellectual activity. As I was looking into this subject, I found this quote by John F. Kennedy in various books and places. Physical fitness is important. We know it helps us if our bodies can be active, if we're able to be doing what we can do to keep fit and healthy. It gives us that buzz, gives us that energy, keeps us going, lifts our spirits. So what do we like to do to be active? How do you keep yourself active? We've got lockdown constraints. You might have some physical constraints about your body as well. But we're just going to hear from a few different people now, or reflect on a few different people on what they each do. So I'm hoping that John Stripp will be able to unmute himself. John, we're going to come to you now. And we'd like to hear from you, if we can bring you up on screen in a moment, on what you like to do to be active. And we're thinking about the broad context of being active. Ah, hi, John and Julia.
Hi, everybody.
Great to see you. So, John, tell us a bit about what you like to do.
Well, I like riding my bicycle, one of many. one at a time. I think particularly this time of year, cycling around in with all this new growth, primroses and daffodils, and just fantastic. It's a beautiful time of year after riding for a wet and miserly sort of winter time, but it's just fantastic.
Okay, so you're a keen cyclist there. You've probably got other hobbies and interests, but you can tell us about those if you like. But how does, you know, when you're out there, you're citing the creation, obviously. How does it make you feel then when you're...
Oh, it's just uplifting, all the new growth. It just brings you closer to God, God's creation, I think. It's just fantastic.
Brilliant. And that's just being out on your bike. Yeah, and how do you feel then? You're saying that connects you with God. Does it connect you with others at all? Or how might that work?
Yeah, it's a little bit restrictive at this time, obviously, with the COVID rules, but allowed to meet up with one other. And yeah, it's just fellowship, really, and brings you closer to, you know, talking to people about Christ and religion. And it's great.
Brilliant. So there's opportunities that you found for friendship and connection with others. So that's fantastic, John. Thank you very much for sharing that. Was there anything else you wanted to say? Are we done?
No, that's fine.
That's brilliant. Thank you. Isn't that great? We've heard from John, and Julia's been almost quiet as well. So that's great. Thank you, Julia and John. So we're going to get back onto my screen now. And thinking again, I'm showing you this picture because it's a train. I thought John might have mentioned trains as well, but he's been good. And as you know, I like trains. Now, in the first lockdown, this card came to me and it's got a message inside it, but I don't know whether you can see from that picture. It's decoupage. It's a made card. It's been put together. It's been kind of made with thought and consideration, taken time and then posted to me. And it really encouraged me. And someone took time to use their skill and gifts and thoughtfulness to send me something, just using a hobby like that to connect with one of my hobbies, really encouraged me. Do you know who it was? I'm going to tell you who it was, just to embarrass her. It was Anne White. Just a little card of encouragement from a card maker, one of our card makers in Wren's house, isn't it? But it's just brilliant. A little thing of being active can help us with something. Now, how else can we be active? We're going to hear, and you need to really turn your volumes up for this bit because they're a little bit quiet on the recording. We're going to hear from Ruben and Lucas. Lucas is doing a great job spotlighting for us today. But if you're able to make sure your volume is absolutely on maximum, I'm hoping you'll be able to hear a little bit from Lucas and Ruben, and they're going to be talking about dancing. And of course, if I were to mention dancing in my family, it'd be a bit like the Cummins. Oh, Dad, you know, whatever. Keep away from that subject. But here we go.
What kind of dancing is it you do?
Street dancing, but I hated the ballet dancing.
Okay. And Lucas, why did you start?
I started because I was inspired by Ruben's show that he did.
About 3,000 people watching.
Yeah, with like a month or two into his dance lessons, he did a show. And I was really inspired to do dancing then. Okay. So I joined.
Okay, great. And Reuben, how does it make you feel when you're dancing?
A bit tired, sweaty, maybe a little embarrassed, and maybe a little energetic, and sort of gives me the giggles when I'm doing dance lessons on Zoom.
Okay. And Lucas, how does it make you feel when you're dancing?
It makes me feel very alive, sometimes quite dehydrated, but very good. Feels very good to be dancing, especially when we end up doing our live ones, not on Zoom, where we can see people, we can talk, and we don't just get to see, do dance, and not being able to talk.
Great. Brilliant. Thank you both.
Isn't that brilliant? Don't you think that's just brilliant? Reuben and Lucas, thank you for telling us about dance and how that makes you feel, how it connects you, it, you know, gets you going.
What kind of dancing is brilliant. What you do?
Oh, so we won't listen to them again, but how do you like to be active? We're going to go back into some worship and praise now. John's going to lead us in a song. But when we're active, when we're doing things, does it bring glory to God? Does it give our bodies that energy, keep us going, help us? What is it that you like to be doing to be active? Our whole lives are given in worship to God. And we can think about that now as John leads us in this song. And John might be encouraging us to get moving again, just to stretch our legs or whatever. So I'm going to stop my share and just pass over to John now, who's going to lead us all in an expression of worship and praise. Thanks, John.
Back to Andy.
Great. Thank you, John, that we can really just concentrate our attention on the one who is above all and over all. So, as we were singing, you might have been thinking, might have been reflecting. How do you like to be active? What do you like to do? I wonder if you thought of some of the things I'll be mentioning in just a moment. This verse is important for us. Paul writing to Timothy, a young man, he says, "For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come." My mother used to quote this verse to me from the King James Version. It says, "Bodily exercise profiteth little." I think that was because I was quite keen on playing football and stuff like that, as some of you know. But the point is that physical training, physical exercise is our value. But we've got to remember that it's in the context of godliness. Our well-being is in the context of shalom. And it's about this life and eternity. Writer to the Hebrews says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, fruit of lips that openly profess his name." Here's one of the ways in which we are active. It's been brilliant this morning. I've just loved it. Our bodies can express praise to God. Everything about life 24/7 is given in worship, but the expression of praise involves our bodies. Why does it use the word sacrifice? It costs us something. It costs me something to choose to clap or to sing out loud or even to dance, even though cause my kids to be somewhat embarrassed. We can praise God. Here's a couple of passages, you know, here. Psalm 150, praising God. And it's in there, Nick Weber, I'm sorry, verse 4. "Praise him with tambourine and dancing." Get music going. Get dancing going. Praise him with strings and pipe. Why? Let everything that's got breath praise the Lord for his glory. Remember? It's all for his glory. Now, there's also that verse in Psalm 149. You might want to make sure your volume is up loud. This is even quieter, I'm afraid. But just watch a little bit of what we were hearing about earlier. Oh, isn't that amazing? He's just brilliant, isn't he, Lucas, doing those moves? We've seen enough. Dance, praise. Are we active in praise? First question. Second question from John's letter. Dear children, let's not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Activity. Be active. How is our love being expressed in action? Brilliant to hear from Mark this morning that just things that have been done for the school at St. James, and I know for Willowbrook too, have been well received. It's just an action. Say, we appreciate, we love, we care. There's all manner of ways in which we can be expressing the love of God. And this is what Paul writes to Philemon. I pray that you will be active in sharing your faith. Why? Because you love. Because you care. So that you'll have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. It's amazing that when we are active like this, then we benefit ourselves. It's not the reason for doing it. To be active isn't for me. It's for God's glory. It's to express his love. And there are three ways in which we can be active. I've just highlighted in loving others, loving one another, in praising God, because that comes first and foremost in our expression of praise, but then also in sharing our faith. It's hard in lockdown, isn't it? And we might be finding it difficult. There's all sorts of ways we can be active and to be healthy. In some of the discipleship groups that I'm involved in, one in particular, there's often mention made of sleep, diet, health in general, even weight. Do you have a boundary for your upper and lower limits of weight even? We can help one another with these things. A reminder, like a bowl of fruit out. In our house, there's a bowl of fruit always on the kitchen table. I think this is Karina's doing. Chocolate, however, is hidden on top of a dresser. You have to climb up and collect it and look underneath other things and see if you can find it, just so that we have reminders about being a little bit more healthy. Leave your trainers out so you can be reminded. I might go out for a walk. I might have that stroll or jog or runner out on the bike with John. You might like to get some routines and rhythms in how we do life, because that will help us. And every now and again, climb up on the chair, reach the chocolate, have your rewards for times when we know that we're in a good rhythm and that we're pressing on. It's hard in lockdown. Everything's amplified through this pandemic, but we can be active. But let's be active in the life of worship to God, in praise, in loving others, and in sharing our faith. So as we finish, where do we start? Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it to the full. So I'm just going to pause from my speaking to you at the moment. We're going to reflect on what God might be saying to us. You see, some of us have to get used to limitations in our lives, and we can't be as active as we once were. But we are reassured that there's grace for us. And there are ways in which we can still be active. Have we become a bit passive over this lockdown period? When the Holy Spirit would come into us and energize us and enable us with his power to be active, to bring glory to God and show his love and bring his message to others. Let's not be afraid as we think about this topic. Let's not beat ourselves up either. Let's think about what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us now. So come, as I pray now, Holy Spirit, we open our hearts to you. We thank you for our bodies. We thank you that we can be active in the power of your Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. We ask that you would give us some of your creativity and some ideas of how we can, perhaps for the first time in new ways or in continuing ways, be active, so that your name is glorified and that we honor you with our bodies. And then in so doing, Lord, we will have that life in all its fullness. We will know your joy and your peace. So we thank you, Lord, that wholeness and full shalom is found in you. In Jesus' name, amen. just take a moment more as I hand back to Rich. What's your action point or points going to be now? What could you be doing? What's the Holy Spirit just prompting you with? And thanks so much for joining in today, everybody. It's been brilliant. Thanks, Rich.